you beautiful pile of skin and organs. Welcome to Cuts, Bruises and Pink Lemonade, because when life gives you lemons, you make a really funny podcast. Or at least you try to. Welcome to the fourth episode. I'm your host and friend for the next 45 minutes or so, Ms. Mike. We're all cool here, you can call me Beth. And today I am joined by newly turned 20-year-old, a person I've known for quite a long time, as she is my oldest sister, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm really good.
So the way this is going to work is I'm going to ask you a series of 20 beautifully random questions, and I'll see if I can learn anything new about you, which is going to be scary and new, and I'm probably not going to learn a lot.
Are they really beautiful?
They are so beautiful.
Okay.
Don't forget, if you want your questions featured in the next episode, head over to Twitter using the hashtag CutsBruisesPinkLemonade. It's a hilariously long hashtag, and so get ready to use all of your 140 characters solely on that. Okay, so are we ready to get going?
Yeah.
Get crack-a-lacking?
Crack-a-lacking.
Get crack-a-lacking.
I'm ready to crack-a-lacking up here.
Okay, so how does it feel being 20? So Hannah just turned 20 on Monday, the 19th of October, and so that will be maybe like 2 weeks since, by the time this goes out,
yeah.
And you can now answer the question.
Well, I'd just like to start and say that Beth didn't get me a present or a card.
Well, cards, first of all, I have a very specific thought on cards. I don't see the point unless I'm going to savour them, and I normally don't. I normally like, oh yeah, I'm going to keep this one and then throw it away like a year later, but cards, no. Present, joint presents. I believe in joint presents.
Well, You didn't even give me a joint present.
Well, how does it feel being 20?
It doesn't really feel any different, but I kind of feel like I need to mature. But
yeah.
It's not really happening yet.
Yeah, maturity I feel comes at
like
age
20. Like I'm not going to be mature until I'm like 35.
Which is,
I feel like I'm still like about 14.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this question, how old did you feel? So to me, I still feel about 12, and at the moment I've just started learning to drive, and it feels like there's a child behind the wheel, and it feels like I should have like a squeaky horn, and then like some ridiculous short shorts on with like a...
booty shorts.
Booty shorts! No, that's twisted, it's a 12-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that got weird. So you feel 14. Why do you feel 14?
Just because I'm meant to be moving into my own flat, and like I feel like I shouldn't be doing that yet.
How responsible do you feel?
I don't feel responsible at all. Like the shit I get into, I really shouldn't be getting into at the age I am.
Okay, so
yeah,
we won't delve deeper into that.
No, let's not.
What is it like being the oldest child? Now, obviously, I can't speak for you being the youngest child, but I also do have thoughts on being the youngest child. So how does it feel being the oldest?
It's horrible. You have to do everything first, and you have to experience everything first without getting like any like tips or anything. It's bloody shit. I hate it.
Although, we can talk about how you were the first born, therefore you have this kind of prestige, this pedestal that you're on, and you spent like a year, maybe a bit longer of your life without any competition, and then Lauren comes along.
Yeah.
So surely the firstborn has certain privileges.
Well, yeah, when I was small, but now it's really not really good. I feel like because I'm 20, like between the ages of 18 and 25, you're kind of like on a game and you don't really know where you're going, so you just keep running and I don't have anybody to tell me what to do.
Oh. And Hannah doesn't play a lot of games, so she wouldn't know what to do anyway.
No, I wouldn't know what to do.
She doesn't even know it's Peter Crouch, so. Yeah, see, being the youngest, I feel like everyone kind of treats you like you're this little cute thing, which is, you know, tiring.
I've never done that.
No, not you, I mean parents.
I don't think mum or dad have ever done that.
No, but I feel
why are you lying for?
I feel like generally speaking, the youngest child is kind of treated like the baby, sometimes taken care of a little bit more. However, I feel that although being the youngest, you do get to see everyone else fuck up and then you learn from their experiences. I feel that you also kind of are always going to be like the baby child. You're always going to be their youngest.
Well, obviously.
I know,
the smallest child, you're obviously going to be the youngest.
No, I know, but I mean, like, you're always going to be treated like you're the youngest,
well,
and that you're never going to grow up. They always see you as a child.
Well, no, I don't think that. You're going to uni next year.
Yeah.
And then you want to go to America, and I think...
Actually, I want to go to Canada, but...
Okay, shut up. We'll move on from that.
Okay, Taylor Swift's entourage in Bad Blood was pretty kick-ass. If you could have three celebrities join your entourage, who would you pick?
I think I really would have Jess Glynn.
Jess Glynn?
Because she just, her voice just melts my heart.
Pasty white ginger girl, got that in there. Okay, who else?
Beyonce.
Beyonce, just cause queen.
Yeah.
Just cause queen.
Can
you stop messing with your bracelet?
Sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
That's disgusting. You really made me feel disorientated right then. And maybe a rapper, Nicki Minaj.
So where would Jess Glynn be in this lineup in terms of place?
Well, I don't think anyone's going to top Beyonce, so I think Beyonce would kind of be the lead singer and Jess Glynn would kind of be like... I think they do like a duet.
I'm not saying they're going to be singers. I mean, like, say if you were going to be, like, walking away from a burning building in line...
Oh, okay. Well,
who would be in what position?
I think Nicki Minaj would go first. She's kind of... Come on, girls.
No, I mean, like, they're going to be in a line, a horizontal line.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Okay, so you're doing... Like, you know when, like, actors, they walk away from explosions? No, like,
oh,
that.
Okay.
So they're in a horizontal...
Like Taylor... Oh, I get the Taylor Swift thing
yes.
now.
Okay, they're in a horizontal
Sorry.
Line.
Okay.
Who goes where? Don't say that someone's in front.
Would I be in this line?
Yes, you are also. Okay. They're part of your entourage.
Okay, well, I'd be in the middle.
Well, there's four of you, so there's two middle spots.
And Beyonce would be next to me.
Okay, also in the middle.
And then next to Beyonce would be Jessica, and then next to...
You.
B would be Beyonce. No.
Nicki Minaj.
You confuse me.
It's got a lot more complicated than
I don't understand.
Okay, if you. Oh, okay. Actually, I did answer this, the Taylor Swift question, in a previous podcast with Gabe and Josh from Nostalgia's Finest. So if you haven't yet listened to that podcast, go over there and check that out. But in my entourage, I said I would have Rihanna. Just because Queen, Beyonce because Queen, and Kanye West because arsehole, and I quite like that. And plus, who wouldn't want to be in that entourage? You seem to have a
theory. Oh, I really want to change right now.
Okay, what's who would you
Okay, I'd stick with Beyonce, and then I'd go for. I think I'd go for Kanye as well.
Kanye, yeah.
And then
such a hot. You got Beyonce, Kanye, Hannah, and
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, okay. Now, where would who would be stood where now?
Well, Kanye and Kim would be stood next to each other. Kanye would be stood next to me.
Okay.
In the middle.
Oh. And then where's Kim. Beyonce going?
Beyonce's next to me on the other side.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
So yeah.
Got ya.
That's it.
If you could have your birthday during any month, when would you want it? So right now your birthday's in October. Do you like your birthday being in October?
No.
Why?
Because I want a birthday in the summer.
Okay.
So I'd have it like August.
August is pretty close to autumn.
I know, but that's like the hottest month.
Where's that logic from? Isn't July the hottest month? My month. It's hot because I'm in their month. Is there any date?
That describes your ginger hair then.
Oh, burn. Would you have any particular day you'd want your birthday on? Don't tell me a Saturday. I mean like date. I mean like the first.
Any particular? No.
What do you think about people's birthdays that are like really close to holidays? Like people that's like birthdays like on Christmas or Christmas
Eve? I think that's the coolest thing ever.
I think if your birthday are on those dates, you should be able to choose when your birthday is. Like,
yeah.
Nope, it's not in December.
I think that's the coolest thing ever. Like you don't even get a birthday really because
yeah.
Everyone's celebrating their Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't really get a special day.
I think that, everybody's birthday should be in summer by default. just be good. That's yeah. best.
It would just be one big party yeah. season.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular that you'd love to do on your birthday? I mean, like, if you could do anything, what would you want to do?
I'd like to go abroad.
And do what?
Just party. And do really fun stuff like jet skiing and water sports.
I'd have a big pool party.
Yeah.
With
and I want to see like some acts.
Do you know what? I really want to go to a party on a roof. You know, like
a rooftop party.
Yes.
One of those.
With like a pool and have a big pool party on the rooftop of a big building.
Penthouse.
And then like have it in like New York or something. And then like. Oh, there's just so many thoughts. And then maybe like jump out of a plane or a helicopter, whatever.
A plane,
yeah. And, yeah, just do something.
Jump
like,
out of a plane?
Yeah, just, you know, okay. Kill myself.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday! I'm dead on the floor. If you were forced to pack a bag and move to another country, only taking 4 items, what would you take?
Jesus. Is this country have shops?
This country would be, well, this country, yeah, is it like a similar country to England? Like,
oh, okay.
It's got stability.
I'd take my phone.
Okay.
I'd take family photos.
Okay.
Like keepsakes. I'd take clothes.
So how would you plan on charging your phone?
I'd buy a charger.
Well, you're not taking money, so that's pretty difficult.
Yeah,
it's pretty difficult to buy things.
So can I change them to money?
Yeah, what do you want to change? Family photos, get them out of there.
No, the makeup.
Okay, so you'd have phone.
Money.
No, I mean like you can only have these 4 things for a certain period of time. So if you wanted to charge your phone.
No, as soon as I got there, I'd buy a charger.
No.
Like in the airport.
No, you wouldn't be able to. So you're there for a year, surviving only on 4 things. As well as food.
Well, I'd just take like loads and loads of money and buy a charger in the airport.
You can't buy anything until your first year is over though.
Why? Like, how are you going to live?
Logic is not involved here.
You're not going to be able to buy food.
No, you have food and water as default. This isn't a real scenario.
Well,
I'm not
so you
asking
have to
you.
Stay in like the same outfit.
Unless you take clothes, which you are. You're good.
What's the point in having this money? I don't understand. I really don't understand that.
There is no logic involved in me writing
well, let's
this
just
question.
Swiftly move on.
Okay, where would be your ideal country to have to move to? If you said, right, we need to ship you off somewhere, where would you like to stay? Okay, I'm gonna go there.
I'd wanna go somewhere where they speak the English language.
This is my thing. I thought you were gonna say somewhere like Ibiza.
No. I'd probably go somewhere in America.
Where in particular? Any thoughts? Thesis?
I'm not sure really.
Depends whether you want the weather.
Orlando, maybe.
Yeah. Storms though. Gotta be.
California.
So like LA.
Yeah.
Cool. My ideal country to have to move to would be Canada. Now here's why. It's cold, which is the downfall, okay?
Yeah, and there's snow.
Meaning it's cold. Yes.
Okay,
but like it feels very much I don't know, to me I see Canada as very much similar to England. Hear me out. Like there are like really like remote parts, which I guess like compared to the countryside, where they have like these like massive lakes and it's like super nice. But then they also have like a decent sea, which I'd compare to like London or something. So Canada.
A decent sea.
City.
Oh, I thought you said sea.
No.
I was like, London doesn't have a beach.
No, London is not on the coast. But yeah, I'd say Canada because I think it's similar to England, although I may be completely wrong.
Yeah, I think you should look into that.
What do your future plans mainly rely on? For example, love, children, money, etc. I'm talking about one single thing.
One single thing?
Yeah, so to make your life happy overall, what does it mainly rely on?
Love.
Love. Do you want to expand?
Well, like, I'll always be happy and enjoy my life when I've got my loved ones close to me, so nothing else really matters, really.
See, now this makes my answer sound the worst.
Is it money?
Mine is money, right. Hear me out, okay? So, I'm sure any of you that are prominent to Twitter or Tumblr will know a specific thing that somebody tweeted or posted one day, and it said, "My life plans are screwed if I don't end up rich." And I think, like, in my head, I kind of plan things counting on the fact that I'm going to have a lot of money when I'm older. Like, I'm always like, oh yeah, I really want to go and do this, and I really want to travel all these different places, and I really want to have an apartment like this and all this kind of stuff. And this relies on me earning a lot of money.
To be honest, I kind of do understand that, because you've always wanted to just go off and do your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's never really been about...
Yeah.
And that, I don't think that sounds bad, because you've got dreams and you want to go and achieve
Yeah,
them.
See, I'm pretty much, like, I'm pretty set. Like, when me and Ellie did the first podcast, we were talking about what one thing they wanted, that we wanted to have stable in our lives, and we both said a job. Mm. And I think that's, like, super true, because, like, that's kind of the one thing I'm going for. Like, I
that's
don't
like
care.
Your life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I don't really care about relationships, because I think they're kind of overrated, especially being 17. I don't really get the draw to it. I think that that should come when you're like 30. Some people that's too late, some people that's too early. But yeah, to me, I think a job and getting a good income and being able to enjoy your life as much as possible.
I couldn't imagine you like wanting anything different. Like,
yeah.
It's just what you've always wanted to do. So.
Yeah. Kanye said in a rap, having money is not everything, not having it is. And I think that's pretty true. Saying that money isn't the be-all end-all, but not having it sometimes feels like it's the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, I guess.
Understand?
What my food.
If you had an alter ego, what would they be called and how would they act? Okay. You can compare this to another person if you're aware of another
my
person.
My alter ego would be called something like Gucci or Diamond.
Okay.
Or Sassy.
They sound like stripper names, but continue.
Sapphire. And they'd just be really rebellious and just do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Do you feel like you don't do that anyway?
It's basically me, isn't it?
Is there any particular traits that they'd have that you don't have? Anything that you wish you could be better at?
I wish I was clever.
So they'd be intelligent but clever. Rebellious? How
yes.
does that work? Oh, okay.
Well, they'd be intelligent, but like this type of person that doesn't need to do their homework, so they won't do it.
Oh,
and they just got partying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, mine would be called Brooke. I really like the name Brooke.
Okay.
And any of you that are on Wattpad...
Didn't you want to call your dog that?
No, I want to call my dog Miami, or Mia for short.
Okay.
We're not going to go into that right
okay.
now. Any of you that are on Wattpad will soon realise why Brooke is my favourite name. Any of you that don't know what that is, it's a book publishing type site, social media platform kind of thing. I'm on there. You can selflessly promote me. You can go over there and type in Ms. Mike and find my self-help book. But yeah, Brooke, I really like the name. And I also like, me and Ellie were talking about this, unisex names, like for a girl, Jordan. I think that's a pretty cool name. And like Alex, I think they're pretty cool names.
Or something like Tyler.
Are there any girls called Tyler?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know who's called Tyler.
Oh, yeah, see, that's cool.
And said her last name then.
And they would, like, this Brooke person would resemble, like, a Lara Croft type figure. Do you know who Lara Croft is?
Dressed like her, too.
No, I just mean, like, just generally. They
like
don't...
fighting off people.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, a pretty cool, like, the people in Avatar.
Jumping into rivers to get the treasure.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing. And someone with potentially more confidence and less socially awkward would kind of be the alter ego. What three celebrities best resemble you in terms of personality? You can use this as a collective, as they all collectively relate to you, or individually. They each have individual traits that you think resemble yourself.
Okay, I know this sounds really weird, but Miley Cyrus is one of them.
Okay, explain.
Because she's basically just does whatever the fuck she wants.
She does, indeed. There is no
and
argument.
She just doesn't care.
Yep.
That's one of them. I think Kanye. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't care what anybody thinks about what he says.
He speaks his mind anyway.
And I have no filter, so I really don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about what I say.
Fair enough.
And... Beyonce.
Okay.
Because I'm a queen.
Because you're a queen. I think...
And she's fierce and sassy. And...
Yeah, and I also think her caring nature resonates within you.
Yeah.
I don't think you're this Miley Cyrus, Kanye, arsehole.
No, I am a nice person.
So, for my three celebrities, I have Anna Kendrick, Lindsay Lohan, and Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
So, Anna Kendrick is kind of hilarious, and I'm kind of hilarious.
Kind of.
Lindsay Lohan, she's kind of a hot mess, but there's something about her that's...
A raging alcoholic.
No, okay, so I have a lot of support for Lindsay Lohan, and this week I watched Parent Trap and Herbie. I watched Herbie last night.
Ages ago.
I know,
it's not her now.
Yeah, I know, but like, there's something very likeable about her even now. Like, she did this documentary.
I love it when she has her hair pulled stuck after a night out.
Like an hour or a year or two ago, she did this documentary, and there were parts of it where I was just like, oh my gosh, Lindsay, get your life together. And then there were other parts where I was like, yes, Lindsay, slay. But there's something about her that's quite likeable, and she's quite cheeky, and she's also a fellow redhead, so I feel like I kind of relate to her. Plus, I never understood how they did that twin thing in Parent Trap.
I know.
Because I get, like, for example, the newer version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with the Oompa Loompas, where they have the one guy and they put him in several times. But in Parent Trap, Lindsay Lohan has her arm around Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Parent Trap really fucked my head up. I felt like after I watched it, I felt disorientated for a good 10 minutes.
I felt cheated that there wasn't another Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And also there was Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
Now, this is nothing to do with her looks.
Or eyebrows,
because I'm going to tell you right now, my eyebrow game is nowhere near as strong as hers is. And she's kind of silly. She's kind of really immature.
Yeah.
And even in professional environments, she's just kind of like an idiot. And I like that. Your three most used apps. Now, when I say apps, I'm going to class anything that has an icon on your screen. For example, like a camera, I'm going to class that as an app, whether it's an app or not, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, top three most used apps.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And probably my album.
Your photo album, cool.
Yeah.
I always seem to go to the photo album whenever I'm bored in a situation.
Yeah,
if I'm bored, I just go into my photos. And
or if I have no signal, I just sort through my pictures.
But then realise that they're the same pictures I saw about an hour ago when I was in this same situation. Why Snapchat? Because I had Snapchat for like a week and I was kind of like, I don't get it. Delete it.
It sounds really stupid, but because my album is so full, my camera won't let me take pictures on my camera, so I have to go on Snapchat to take them and save them.
Got you. Okay, so it's basically your camera.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Do you actually use it for...
A little bit, but not much. Oh, that's nice.
You're
tasty.
So welcome. So my three most used apps are Twitter. I kind of live on Twitter. That's kind of my social media, my go-to. Instagram, because all of my podcasts are talked about Instagram and how you have to read through paragraph worth of stuff to get the source of what is happening, and music, because I spend a lot of time travelling to and from college and in environments where I don't want to talk to people, and they are the perfect times to stick headphones on and listen to music. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
I think it would be a biography.
Oh, you got a life worth reading about. I would totally agree.
Yeah.
So what kind of... What would the cover be? What would it be called? Hannah, my life.
It probably would be. I can't think of it. I don't know.
Would it be your face on the cover?
Probably.
For example. Not for example.
Do you know, I've always thought about this.
Okay.
But, you know, like your passport, mm-hmm. and it shows a picture and then all the... I'd probably have that as the cover.
Alright, okay.
just because I like that.
It's pretty raw.
Yeah.
If you weren't to have your face as the cover, what visual representation of your book could you use?
I'd have a lot of different things that I would kind of put on the front.
But if you were to have, if you were to have something that was like metaphorical for your life, what would you have? So for example, you could have like a notebook with like loads of scribbles in it of like just things in your head that you need to get out, and that would represent kind of like the cluttered craziness of your life. That would be a metaphor. Like something that directly represents something else.
Dates,
okay.
Like the fruit. No, I'm joking. No, like date, like certain dates.
Like dates out, yeah, with men.
Shut up.
No, what you mean. Like calendar dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, got you. If I was to write a book, it would be something to challenge people. The whole book would be kind of like a brain fart. It would be this.
A brain fart.
It would be this thing that people really had to invest in to get a... What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the brain fart thing.
Okay,
carry on.
It would be something that people really had to invest in to get an answer. You're just being silly now.
No, carry on.
It would be something that people really had to invest in order to get an answer. And I'd kind of almost be deterring them from reading on. But then people would, and then there'd be like riddles within the
book. What, like people get so annoyed that they don't really want to read on, but they have to.
Because they've already committed this
like 50 Shades of Grey, that was bloody shit, but I have to read the rest of it.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't have any experience in that, but okay. So if you're on Wattpad, who knows, a story may be coming very soon.
I doubt it, but yeah. Wattpad.
You find yourself in a building surrounded by people with guns trying to shoot at you. What is your weapon of choice?
I think I'd have one of those guns, you know, the ones that have like, it has the wheel of bullets.
Right, a machine gun.
One of them. A machine gun.
Wheel of bullets.
Sorry.
Why would you go with a machine gun?
Because you could just shoot loads of people at the same time.
Quantity of bullets. Careful you don't pull that out. Yeah, and little accuracy is needed. Yeah, so I also put a machine gun, and I also put grenade launcher.
Oh yeah.
Because mass destruction, just
you could even hit someone in the face with that grenade.
Yeah.
And you say grade then.
But yeah, so my experience of video games has taught me that number one, pistols, no, they're starter. They are for the beginners.
They're for like maybe zombie apocalypse.
And even then they wouldn't do a whole lot. If you're in a zombie apocalypse, that's not a thing, a zombie apocalypse.
Let's go to this in a bit with the other question.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, next question then. So yeah, grenade launcher, blow everything up, and mass destruction. Although, you need to be careful that you don't blow up things a little too close to you. And machine gun, because little accuracy, but you know,
yeah,
you have a lot of bullets, so...
Fuck
yeah.
It.
Okay, one thing that films or games have taught you, for example, always check behind the shower curtain.
Okay, I watch a lot of horror films.
And like, I stay away from them.
I basically watch at least 3 horror films a week, like, so that I'm ready for anything that's about to hit me.
Right.
It's taught me that if there was ever, ever a zombie apocalypse, I would go fucking mental and just kill. I just don't have any heart anymore, that's what those films have done to me. I would just kill.
With what?
And I'd know how to get food, I'd know how to get water, I know that I could only go out in the day because the sun kills the zombies, so they're not out in the day. But as soon as it comes to night, you need to get back to that little shelter you've made, and you need to get that food and water, and you need to go to sleep.
And lock it.
Like, I Am Legend.
No, okay.
Yep, I'd get a house, and I'd build all that shit around it. And I'd sit and eat all night, and then go out in the day.
Okay, right. How would you kill these zombies?
Well, there's lots of different ways, isn't there, Beth?
Okay, name some.
Holy water.
Okay. Gonna get them a little damp.
No, it burns them.
Okay. What else would you use if you didn't have a bottle of water with you?
Guns. Knives. You know, like the park railings, pull one of them out, stick it in the neck.
Does fire work on zombies?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'd probably go around with a stick of fire. Probably
a stick of fire?
Probably more than just a stick. Like, jabby, jabby, jab, jab, jab. Have games taught you anything?
I don't play games.
But have you ever, like, heard of a game?
Mario Kart.
What has that taught you?
That I fucking hate it. Mario Kart actually makes me feel nauseous. That's how much I hate it.
Said no one ever. Right, see? Good. See, the thing with horror games is, not horror games, horror films, I'm one of those people that doesn't understand why you'd want to be scared.
You need to understand what psychologically goes on though.
I like thrillers. I like things that kind of leave a lot to the imagination, but the thing that scares me is more the psychological horrors.
I get really scared of like spirits and ghosts and people that use Ouija boards. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, Ouija boards. Yeah,
like, why would you even do that? Like, seriously, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And I've watched ones where people have been possessed,
mm-hmm.
and it's some of them have been based on real stories as well. So that fucking scares me.
Yeah.
So I would never go near anything near that.
Yeah. See, for me, people that mess with spirits, it's like you deserve to have whatever's coming to you.
Don't fucking mess with the dead.
Okay. So the one thing that games in particular have taught me is that every decision you make changes the future. Could have literally just killed your friend eating that chocolate bar. So this is based off a lot of the decision-making games, for example, Life is Strange and Until Dawn being a horror game that I watched. And so like a lot of the small decisions that you make, this goes for life. I went very spiritual with this. Every decision that you make, whether you choose to go out to this club or whether you don't, it could, like, say for example someone got shot in that club, that could have been you. See, do you know what I mean? Every decision that you make.
It could have been me, but it wasn't.
No, I know, but every decision that you make changes your course.
Yeah, I guess.
So, like, where you are in your life right now is dependent on...
Yeah, I could be outside and somebody's getting run over and that could have been me.
It's on certain series of events.
I could be sat watching telly eating lots of...
We get it.
And somebody's got run over and that could have been me.
Other crisps are available. If you had to play a sport, what sport would you play? Now, we're not really a very sporty family.
No,
I think
not.
That just goes...
We're really not.
No. Unless, like...
We'd rather go out for meals and eat.
Yeah, so if you had to play a sport, what would you play?
I'd do swimming.
Swimming? I like swimming. I like a good swim.
Yeah, I think I'd do swimming. I'm a good swimmer.
Okay.
I'd just keep swimming.
Oh.
Nemo quote.
Finding Dory. Hashtag 2K17. Whatever it's out. When's out? Next year?
I think, yeah, 2016. That is going to be a bit far ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was thinking of Toy Story 4. Looking forward to that too. What is your favourite swimming stroke? I do like the breaststroke.
No, I do like the breaststroke. That's my favourite, I think.
But it's not very competitive.
Well, I do like the overarm movement. What's that?
The forward crawl. Is that... that's a thing?
I do quite like a partial doggy paddle.
See, me and Lauren always used to doggy paddle and you told us that it wasn't proper swimming.
No, it's not. I don't always do that. So I just like the partial.
No, me and Lauren always used to do it while you used to be like breaststroking or whatever. And you used to tell me and Lauren that it wasn't a proper swim.
No, it isn't.
We got very hurt because that was like all we were able to do. We're just like, but it is. Fuck, I'm nothing. If I had to play a sport, it would probably be car related in some way. Maybe like if dune buggy racing.
That's not really.
It's a motorsport.
But that's not really.
I'm a class this.
You're sat down.
It's still competitive.
No, you have to think of something that's actually a bit like exercise, maybe.
Oh, okay. So, one in terms of exercise, because I could have just been really lazy and gone darts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just throw a thing. If I was to do something active,
I think you go for like badminton or tennis.
I think badminton is too British. I just think
you like badminton.
I love badminton, but I wouldn't say that I'd go professional badminton player. maybe like tennis or swimming. I do like a good swim.
Oh, I love a good swim.
Recall a recent embarrassing moment.
Okay. I went out to town for a night out.
When was this?
This was like last weekend, I think. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't till the end of the night that I'd realised that I was walking around with like a massive hole in my tights where my bum is, and I had a thong on.
Oh, no.
And my skirt was really short, so you could really see it, and it wasn't until I got home until anybody told me.
Oh no.
That was really bad.
Mm. Yeah. A recent embarrassing moment for me. I don't know, I get kind of embarrassed quite a lot anyway, but by small things.
Mm.
Like, if I say a word wrong, for example, it's like the worst thing in the world to me, which is really dumb. But
even when family listen to your podcasts, you get embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to say this. So, whenever, like, I'm really proud of, like, my music and my podcasts and stuff, but whenever people play it or compliment me on these things, it's like my world is crashing down on me. Like, just, oh, I just find it really awkward.
I think English people aren't very good with compliments anyway, though.
Yeah,
like,
really
I fucking
not,
hate
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you look really nice. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, like when I went on my driving lesson, he was like, oh my god, that was extraordinary. And I was like, cool, I don't know what to do with that. So let's not go.
Let me get out of the car now.
Which of your siblings do you have the fondest memories of? And if you don't want to say a particular sibling, just say some fond memories you have.
I don't have a particular sibling that there isn't you or Lauren that I have the fond, like, I have fond memories with both of you. Let me think of one of them.
Because there's so many.
I think one of my best memories is when we used to go on the field, when we had that little motorbike, and after school we used to go home and then go to the field and ride around the field till it went dark. That was really good.
So how old would you say we were then? You were maybe like 5 or 6, right?
Yeah.
And I was maybe like 4.
Yeah.
And we had this little petrol motorbike, like a tiny motorbike.
It was like a mini moped, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, and the one other memory is we had this neighbour that was 2 doors down from us, one night we went over and we lit loads of candles in the garden.
Yes.
And we attempted to make toffee and it went all over the parents' washing machine. And then we had this massive water fight up and down our road. That's one of my best memories, I think.
Yeah. One of my favourite memories, and it's pretty simple and we do it quite a lot, is when me and you just sit down and we put on music and we both try and out-mime each other.
Yeah.
And like by out-miming we like throw our hands into it and then like sassily move our heads.
Start twerking.
Yeah. And yeah, I quite like those kind of times. When we're being just really stupid, like children, like for example when we were in Tenerife last year and we all got in the pool and then you were like carrying me on your back and then we were pretending that we were exploring the wild.
Do you know, I really love it when we got me, you and Lauren go on days out because I feel so independent with you both.
I know, and it feels like our parents are literally in the car. It feels like they're just not there.
It was like we went to the safari park and we went to get lunch in the food hall. And Beth was like, oh, I feel so independent buying my own food. I was like, oh my god.
I don't know if you guys listening feel the same way, that you feel like whenever you're out, your parents are literally like sat on another table or just like around the corner. You feel like you shouldn't be on your
own.
Like
when you go out for a birthday meal when you're like 6 and your family members still have to be there, but yeah. They sit on a different table.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Halloween? Since it's coming up to Halloween, I think when this goes out, it will be the day after Halloween. So happy Halloween, everyone. What are your thoughts on Halloween? I don't think the British do it as much, nowhere near as much as the Americans. The Americans
no,
go all
but it
out
is becoming home. More popular in England, I think.
Okay.
My best, I like Halloween, but
okay.
For the pure fact that you just get to dress up and go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I wouldn't go trick-or-treating or anything like that. Or
yeah.
Make, like, I wouldn't do pumpkin carving.
Yeah, we did pumpkin carving once, and it always looks fun. It just, it's a grueling task.
It really wasn't.
Task.
I hated that.
And then, like, the insides of a pumpkin are pretty nasty. And
yeah,
then
I don't want to touch it.
It's difficult to carve it because the knife gets, like, stuck. And
then you'd, like, hit yourself in the face when you pull it out.
Yeah. What?
Hit yourself in the face when you pull it out.
Okay, doesn't need to go there. Yeah, see, for me, Halloween, like, we only ever went trick-or-treating, like, once or twice as kids, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, we just never really... And, like, for me, Halloween, I'm kind of like the Scrooge of Halloween. Like, people come and, like, knock on the door, just won't even answer it. For, like, the whole
just set the dogs off.
And, yeah, I just... No, we just don't do it. And I wish we did, because, like, if I could go trick-or-treating this year, I totally would, if it was, like, completely acceptable. But no one... I don't think anyone really trick-or-treats anymore.
It's just the really sad teenagers that think they'll just wear a mask. And
yeah.
They just go around houses just to scare the old people. That's so cool.
Yeah.
If you do that, I hate you.
Any experience with the supernatural? Ghosts, basically.
Well, in the house I'm living in at the moment, mm-hmm. in my room, I occasionally kind of see shadows move really quickly past my bed, mm-hmm. and that scares the shit out of me. But, and I have like cold points in my room as well, kind of freak me out a little bit, but that's about it, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I've never had any experience with ghosts or anything. I believe in spirits, but yeah, I've never seen something and I'm like, oh my god, I think I just saw a ghost.
I definitely believe in it though, and I swear I have seen like moving shadows and stuff, because it's a really, really old house.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, see, yeah, that whole ghost thing, I'm like, cool if there are ghosts, I'm cool, like I'm in peace,
yeah,
whatever, all that
yeah.
good stuff.
I just lie, I'm like, I believe in ghosts. Like, you just, know, like a Peter yeah. Pan, like, I believe in fairies, I'm like, I believe in ghosts, spirits and everything else.
Let's just all live in harmony together,
yeah.
You stay in your world,
dimension,
I stay in mine.
We'll stay in ours.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to attempt to try and come into yours because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you alone, you get on with whatever you've got to do, I'm going to do what I've got to do.
Go haunt who you need to go and haunt.
The best Halloween costumes. Is there any ones in particular you've seen and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool? Any cool ideas?
I've seen funny
costumes?
Ones.
Like,
okay. I saw like a crayon one.
I've
like
seen
Crayola.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like, it's not really costumes, but like all this makeup that every, all like the makeup tutorials and stuff for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fucking amazing. Mm. I've been watching a few of them and I'm never going to be able to achieve that, but they look so good.
Yeah, one of my close friends, Steph, we'll yes. name drop that.
Good girl.
She did, I don't know if she still does it, but.
She's still, I've been watching them.
What is it, like costume makeup type thing?
Yeah, she does costume makeup and she's been putting on a few pictures of her Halloween makeup.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Super cool. So like she just like cuts in her faces and then like she has like texture to it so it actually like raises off your face
yeah,
and stuff. And I remember in high school she showed me her hand and it had like this massive gash in it and I was like, oh my god, Steph, you need to like leave and go to hospital or whatever. She was like, no, I just do performing arts. And I was like, cool, okay. But yeah, I find that really cool and it's really simple. Well, not simple, but it's a simplistic look.
Yeah.
So that like, you could literally go dressed as whatever, and then just like stain your shirt a little bit, put on some stitches and gashes in your face, and.
But the funny thing is, when I go on a night out for Halloween, all these girls come out with all this makeup on, and cuts and stuff, and by the end of the night, the cuts are hanging off their face.
Yeah.
All the makeup that they spent hours on is smudged, and they just literally look like. A bag of shit.
Yeah. So there always seems to be two kinds of people at Halloween. The people that go, hey, I'm here for Halloween, and the people that go, I'm here to be a slut for Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the kind of person that would literally go as, like, a pumpkin in
I would.
Real form.
You wouldn't... People wouldn't think that I would, but I'd just do it for the banter and
yeah.
to make people laugh, like I really wouldn't care.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, it's the one night where you can just be stupid, I think,
yeah.
and just dress as whatever you want. I really don't get girls that dress up as bunnies.
Yeah.
And stuff like
that. I can't say I've ever been scared by a rabbit.
No, I don't think, only when I'm driving, it's in the middle of the road, maybe.
So the pink lemonade question, the hot topic of the week would be Drake's Hotline Bling video. Any thoughts about Hotline Bling?
I love the song.
Hotline Bling.
I do love the song, but it's the vines and the memes that are really getting me.
Yeah.
Like the Wii. You know the Wii, where you do the bowling on the Wii?
Yeah.
They've got him on that.
The Nintendo Wii.
They've got him on the Wii Tennis.
Yeah.
They've got him on the Star Wars. They've got him on High School Musical.
Yeah.
They've
pizza.
They've really gone for it. They've got like Scared of a Spider. They've got him with Latin music.
Yeah.
They've really gone
out. What did you think of his dancing in the video, as the video itself?
Wow. It's not really dancing, is it?
But so
I have respect for him that he went and did that.
Yeah.
He actually. Because most people in rap would not have done that.
Yeah.
They would have just stood there and done it. So I think it's pretty cool that he's gone for something different. It's just a shame that everyone's literally ripped the piss out of him.
Although, saying that, the video is blown up so much because of the memes and vines.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You can't go anywhere without seeing a picture of Drake in this video. And if you haven't seen the video, surely because everybody's talking about
it, you've heard about it.
Yeah, you have to go and watch it.
Yeah.
And the first time I watched it was on Thursday. I was in the college magazine class, and one of the guys in there was like, he said he hadn't seen it yet, and I said, oh, I hadn't seen it, and he put it on, and I was literally stood there with like my mouth open, just like, what?
Well, I hadn't seen it, but then I saw all these vines and stuff, and I was like, I kind of need to see the real thing.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what's getting most of views, I find.
Yeah. And the funniest thing is, because of all the memes and the vines, it took us so long to find the original video.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was called. Like, I really didn't even know what the song was called when I was seeing all these videos.
Yeah.
But, like, I've heard some of the covers as well that people have done of Hotline Bling, like, the slow acoustic versions.
Right.
And it's so nice. Really nice. Are you putting it on?
No, I'm not putting it on because copyright, Hannah.
Oh, okay.
Do you not understand anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it looks like we're ready to wrap things up here.
Yes.
Thank you, Hannah, for being in this podcast.
Thank you for
sharing your experiences with life.
I hope you all enjoy it.
Okay, she's leaving already.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Don't forget, if you want your questions featured in the next episode, head over to Twitter using the hashtag #CutsBruisesAndPinkLemonade, because when life gives you lemons, you make a pink lemonade. Anything else you want to say?
Live life and love yourself.
Live life and love yourself. Okay, peace!